Blog Talk Radio.
Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluwa Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Ode Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun to all the God children, Mojuba Egun to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe,
Ashe-o.
Ashe-o. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everybody. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights. The UAC was begun after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013, and we invite you to participate in our weekly conference calls every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number to dial is area code 712-432-1500. Again, every Sunday at 6:30 p.m., we invite you to participate in our weekly conference calls. where we build around the commonalities no matter where we live throughout the diaspora. The number to dial in is area code 712-432-1500, and the access code is 220-981-POUND. We also invite you to please reach out to us. There are several ways you can do that, via Facebook as Sign of the Times or the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights. You also can reach Dr. James Jones, who is my co-host on Tuesday nights, at Manhood, Race, and Culture on Facebook, as well as his website, manhoodraceculture.com. And we thank Dr. Jones for being one of our sponsors this month, as well as Unity Design. Unity Design is also on Facebook, and you spell Unity, U-N-I-T-E-E, design.com. And Arlie Gordon is the curator and proprietor of the Unity Design, and his phone number is area code 734-396-3879. We also ask that you please reach out to our incarcerated brothers and sisters through the Free Alabama Movement, the Free Alabama Mississippi Movement, and the Mississippi Bells. The Mississippi Bells is the female organization representing the needs of our sisters who are incarcerated behind bars, and they are many. So we ask that, you know, you please reach out to them, especially during these 90 days of community. So tonight we have joining us the OSDSI ELA of Cincinnati, Ohio. Peace, it looks like someone's on the line. Peace, 1665, welcome to Sign of the Times. Who am I speaking with?
Greetings, and Alafia, this is Sister Ifa Dele.
Alafia, Ifa, how are you?
I'm blessed. And yourself?
I say, likewise, sis. Excited to hear about the event coming up here in Cincinnati. And I do see someone else from an 83 area code. If there's anyone else from the ELA that would like to speak and be a part of the conference, please push one so I know that, to put you in queue. So, Ifa Dele, I think I'd like to start from the beginning if it's possible. And, you know, I know some of the people that are listening may or may not be familiar with what Ifa is, what it means to participate in a Bembe. So can you please just encapsulate what the purpose is for having a Bembe, and how does that relate to Ifa as a spiritual belief system?
Okay. Your first question, can you repeat that, please?
What is the purpose of a Bembe?
I'm sorry. I thought you asked me what Ifa was. That's why I said I wasn't sure what your first question was.
Yeah, that was the second question. What purpose does the Bembe serve in the spirituality belief of Ifa?
The answer to the first question is, what is a Bembe? It is a celebration of our ancestral selves. We are celebrating the ancient traditions of the ancient ones. And in the pantheon, we look at the Orishas. We look to the Orishas for guidance on how to live and walk this earth during this time. So as we celebrate and pray, because that's what it is, the Bembe is a celebration and prayer, we are praying to the Orisha, and we are celebrating them with all of the different rhythms and the different songs and the different holding them up through color and just concentrating and focusing on the ancient ones, restoring us to who we are and remembering them.
Lafia, can I add something to that? This is Ifalana.
Welcome, Ifalana.
How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for having us on. I really appreciate this time and this moment. I just want to add, you know, piggyback on that. That was very good, Antoinette. Very good. But I just wanted to give like a definition of what Orisha really meant. Kind of break that down, which is forces in nature. And when we say forces in nature, we're dealing with the forces in nature, literally. You know, the rain and the water and the sun and the moon and you know, hurricanes and tornadoes and things of that nature, you know, and those particular Orishas operate in those type of energies. So I just wanted to add that to that definition, because that was really good. I think a very good definition. Thank you.
Ashe. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, like I said, people may be familiar and they may not be. So you use the term Orisha. What is Orisha, and what purpose does it serve in the Ile?
Well, that's what I was just saying earlier. It means forces in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And which we deal with forces in nature. We're dealing with tornadoes, hurricanes, you know, rain, the water, ocean. Yemaja, she represents the ocean. She's the mother of the ocean. Oya deals with hurricanes and tornadoes. Shango deals with fire, you know, lightning coming from the sky. So, you know, they have different names, and they deal with different forces that we have to encounter and live with on this planet. So they are real, and we honor them and celebrate
mm-hmm.
them and acknowledge them and give thanks and praise and worship to them for who they are. And that's how. And then in return, they bring us blessings. They give us, you know, long life. They give us success in business and good health and good family and protection and things of that nature, because we do acknowledge them and we make offerings to them and allow them to know that we do love them and we know that they're real in our lives. You know, we drum, we sing, we dance, as the sister was saying earlier, you know, to different rhythms and songs. So it's a really beautiful and powerful event. And Sister Knight is really in need of some type of change, spiritual type awakening. And we're really hoping and putting a lot of energy and prayers behind that this type of event will bring about that type of energy and shift that Cincinnati really needs and help us begin to move forward. So I'm really excited about it and looking forward to it. We really are, the whole Ile is.
Okay. So you mentioned that there's drumming and singing and dancing. That sounds like a party to me.
It is. It is a wonderful party. The Aborisha of OIDSI here in Cincinnati are hosting this wonderful party for the community. And in the community, we are bringing forward the energy of healing. We're bringing forward the energy of community. We're coming together to celebrate the ancient ones so they can lift us up. We're going to hold them up in prayer and honor and respect and reverence. And as we do that, they will bless us. That is just a blessing in itself. So we have to deal with the principles of nature and admonishing things that are not of us. And we do that through holding up Obatala, Orumula, Yemoya, Shango, Orumula. I'm getting confused. But yes, and yes, we call them, and we're calling the earth, and we're calling the trees and the sun, all of the things to get us in the middle, to stay in alignment with who we are and where we need to go as a community, as a nation, as a people.
I say. Well said.
So when we call on the Orisha, do we call on them strictly for the environmental benefits that they offer, or is it more so for us to have a comprehensive approach to trying to heal ourselves and find our spirituality?
We learn in Yoruba through the teachings of Ifa is that it is a way of life. So this is not just a religion. It is a way of life. We take our culture, we're taking back our culture. We are claiming that as our foundation. Many of us in the diaspora have been disenfranchised, so we don't know where we come from. When we adopt this lifestyle, we're taking back and claiming that we are connected to the earth, and that we have ancient ones in our pantheon that have protected the earth since the beginning. We're being sentient. We're being a part of that living legacy of the planet, and those Orisha that are part of that through our Egbe and our Ori, those are the things that communicate from heaven to earth and earth to heaven, as we believe, as I know. I will change it, as I know. When we take back that relationship, we consult them in all things. We are mindful of them in every action. that we have, because every action has an equal and justified reaction. So we have to be mindful of the Orisha with every act that we take.
Okay. And I just want to add something to that. Very well said. I'm just really excited about this whole thing. But like she was saying, basically being a way of life and having that personal relationship with the Orisha, because at the end of the day, all the Orishas live and dwell inside of us. And some are stronger in our lives than others. But we have that energy and that power and that relationship to evoke each Orisha when it's needed in our lives. So it's about learning about the Orishas, the energies, like the sister was saying, you know, building a relationship with nature, you know, understanding the principles, the universal laws and principles that govern our universe, you know, getting involved with numerology and cosmetology and astrology, you know, all those things that play a part in us coming together and learning more and more about ourselves and beginning to understand this, ourselves and Orishas, and then being able to better communicate with each other. So it fosters that energy that brings about community and you know, unity in the community, because we are beginning to learn and work on ourselves, which is the biggest issue. And once we begin to work on ourselves and learn about ourselves, then they're able to bring better things to the plate because of the work that we're doing. So each side, it really makes you do the work. You can't just step into it and think it's going to be all. It's not a free pass. It's not a buddy pass. You can't come through the back, though. You know, you're going to have to do the work here. And Orishas, that's their job, too, to make sure that we do the work. And that's what I love about this thing, because you can't make it up. Everything fits. Everything comes together for you if you're really serious about this walk. So I'm just really encouraging people who are listening and our listening audience tonight. Thank you all for listening, but come out to the event and really get a feel of what, because we can talk about it and it's exciting to talk about, but you have to have that, just being in that environment and that time and having that experience is even more powerful.
Ashe. So what has being a part of an Ile and a part of Ifa meant to you, you all, since you became initiated?
Well, I think the most powerful thing for me is the tools Ifa has given me. Being disconnected throughout the diaspora, we grow up and we grow into this being alone kind of thing. Even if you were initiated through Christianity or Catholicism or the Baptist religion, you sit somewhere outside the church. Somehow salvation wasn't quite yours. Being a part of Ifa, or being an Aborisha, as you grow, you understand that as you are part of nature, you have an inheritance to the kingdom, and it is yours. The Odus tell us that. As we look at it, you know, our own development, the Odus tell us, and the 16 principles, and all of those things help give us tools to navigate our lives. Sometimes, okay, if there is a problem, we have something to consult. We are not alone. Mm-hmm. In our communities, we don't recognize how much others hold their ancestors up on high, but they tell you it's worshiping the devil when you hold yours. You walk in the neighborhood, you walk into Dillard's, you go on Finley Market, you see their ancestors up on the walls, they're on the corners of buildings. Their ancestors are held in on high all the time. We do not hold our ancestors up, and we don't remember them. Thus, we ask not, we have not. So as we begin to work and we recognize that mama's cousins, sisters, brothers, people are my people, and they are in charge of our lives, and they can communicate and help navigate things to be better, then we can create a better community for ourselves. Ifa gives us the tools to do that. It is from the traditional religion. It, you know, we have ancient ones who were mathematicians, who dealt with the sun and the moon, the different tribes of Africa. They had purposes and reasons for doing the things that they did. And when we got disconnected, we were stripped of our entire culture. So that disconnection leaves us alone. Well, we have to understand, when those elders and brothers and sisters laid in the bottom of that boat, they knew something we did not know. They had a thought. They knew something we did not know. They knew that they were going to make it, and they knew a new day would come, and they prayed for us to be here in this moment. And for them, I say, Ashe. They knew that this day would come. They knew this day would come. They knew that we would be able to sit on high and worship them and pray for the day that we would find our way back, even if it wasn't physically, it would be intellectually and emotionally.
There
so,
That's it. And, I mean, that's wonderful. You know, I really, really appreciate you sharing that because, you know, ain't too much you can say behind that because she really covered everything, you know, other than the fact that you really, really have to do the work, you know, good character, you know, E.Y. Paley, you know, we stress that. E.Y. really, truly stresses good character. You know, one has to work on himself. One has to have to check his motives and the reason why it does things, and one has to seek out its purpose and its destiny in life and find out what do you have to contribute to society or your community as a whole. You know, all those things are important in this walk. And when you do, like she said, when you come into E-Fi, it opens all that up. It's like a genetic memory bank just opens up, and ancestors start talking, the Orishas start talking. I mean, you know, your Oris start talking. You know, everybody is on board. And now that you're on board, you know, you continue to move forward as we continue to worship nature, the forces in nature. We study, you know, we do divination, you know, our Baba Lao is coming, Baba Femi, as a matter of fact, as I'm speaking, he's coming in here, he's doing here again today, and he's going to be here to the 29th, and he's going to, you know, be doing readings and things like that. Anybody interested, you know, Philly Museum Institute, you can call and find out and get more information around that, but we asking you all to come out and spend some time with us and let's celebrate ourselves. Let's celebrate our culture. Let's celebrate who we are. Let's celebrate our ancestors. You know, let's celebrate our destiny, our future. You know, let's bring our youth and allow them to see who they are so they can come up out of this madness and doing things that's really a part of their vibration and their energy, but they're just caught up in the hype, as you want to say. But let them come in and let them see how we really do things, how our ancestors really did things, and try to get back on focus and on board, and let's move forward. And like you said, it's time for a better Cincinnati. I totally agree with you that, Sister Vanessa. Yes, it is. And this Bembe, we're hoping and praying that this Bembe would be the beginning of that new beginning. So come out and hang out with us on Saturday the 25th at 6 o'clock at the Philly Museum Institute, 2526 Victory Park Way. Thank you all for listening as well. And thank you for having me.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, I was looking forward to this for you know, a few weeks now. We've been discussing it and discussing the Bembe and what kind of positive effect it could have on Cincinnati. So, I mean, you know, Cincinnati needs this. Like you said, Cincinnati is a suffering, struggling city, and the oppression here is so thick that you can practically taste it as soon as you walk out your front door. And so I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge Chief Obafemi Ifeyemi Ipega, the Mayagun of Ode Rimo, Nigeria. That is our Baba, and that is who Ifeyemi was referring to, who will be arriving in Cincinnati on today. And so Baba has really had a tremendous effect not only on my life, but other members of the Ile as well. So tell people what exactly an Ile is.
Internet, you, me, it don't matter. You got it? Go ahead, sister. I'm piggybacking off of you. You know me. It don't matter. It's a home.
Okay.
It's a group. It's
well,
a family.
What we have here, Your Honor, Ile is a place where we are able to commune as an organization, as brothers and sisters in Ifa. We are able to come together and we're able to prepare. We're able to have our family celebrations and a place where we can celebrate the Orisha and do ritual and have a place to bring our children and show them themselves outside of others. In an Ile, we are creating an extension of our family. It's sort of like that web. We support each other. We're concerned about each other's needs. We push forward. We discuss the things that are happening and come up with a solution. It's a watering hole. It's a place where we can come and we can take knowledge and take knowledge and impart knowledge to others and share with others our experience so we can make their journey on this planet just a little bit easier. We need Ile's, and Baba Femi has been blessed to come to Cincinnati and help us set up an ELA so we can have that security. It's a place of collective security. It's an insurance policy. I know
yes,
that my
right.
sister, my brother,
I would say, I just want to add a bit more too, a healing center as well, you know, where we can come and heal ourselves and whoever else is in need, you know, if you come with the right energy, you know, it's just, it's a wonderful thing to be a part of. And it's what we call it back during our times, our ancestors called it. You know, here they refer to it as, in Buddhism, they call it what do they call it in Buddhism? Sangha, you know. You know, different, I think in Islam they call it mosque.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a mosque in Islam. And the Hindu temples, you know, it's just different names, but it's all the same thing. You know, a place where we come, like the sister was saying, come and worship, share, help, work, you know, do all the things that's necessary in order to keep our families, ourselves, and our community striving and moving forward. So it's a blessing that we're able to have one of those here in the city
and
of
most of all, through the healing, we're learning. We're learning what was
yes,
taken
that's
from
right.
us. That
right.
learning mm-hmm. that we did not get. We are part of a universe,
mm-hmm.
and we're training ourselves. And we're taking. It is a revolutionary act in and of itself.
Yes, it is.
But
it is
revolutionary and it's healing because we're taking back what was taken from us, and we're getting fortified and lifting up the next generation so they will be stronger. So that they know that they can rely on the Orisha. They can rely on their ancestral lineage. They can rely on Oludumare. And then that there are other people out there that aren't a part of this, that aren't a part of the craziness. Because sometimes we think that our sanity is isolated and alone. There are more of us than we ever knew. There are more that we can connect to. We are global. We're as far as Australia. We're as far as in Egypt. We're all over the world. And we're having those connections and having those conversations, and we're able to change the way our world looks, how it interacts with this madness that we experience here in America. It's recreating our diasporic stories because we're going back and mending those things across the transatlantic slave trade. So it is a powerful piece. It's revolutionary in and of itself. We are taking back our culture. We're taking back our heritage. We're taking back our healing, our health, our mental sanity. This is such a powerful thing that we are the guardians and the keepers of the future at this point. And that part is just amazing for me.
I say. Yes, baby, you're right. It's evolution going on within ourselves and our culture. You know, I say amen to that. I say, you know, namaste, whatever, you know, assalamu alaikum, whatever way, you know, whatever fits you, suits you. But at the end of the day, we're all one. We're all connected. We're all energy, okay?
That's
and,
right.
And, you know,
right.
throughout this universe, you know, however you choose to serve and work and walk your destiny, we all headed for the same destination, just different roads to get there, you know, and some we cross each other's paths on that road, you know, then we keep moving. But at the end of the day, we're all on that same path to self-discovery, self-realization, what is one's purpose in life.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward. So, and Baba Femi also going to do a lecture on the 26th over at the Silly 2 at 4 o'clock on the topic, the age of melanin. So I want to encourage everyone to come out and hear that as well. You know, we're in that movement now. We're in that energy. It's time to awaken, oh, powerful, great people. It's a time to awaken to ourselves, who we are as a people, a great people, the first people. And now it's time to return to whom we are. And give honor to our ancestors for doing it because they're the ones that's awakening us, that's calling us to do this. So we know we walking in contracts that we got to fulfill. And who all the people
that's it.
They're all just
accountable. That's what's important. You got to know why you're here. This is the marketplace. We're in the marketplace, and we have to return to heaven. So as we open the marketplace, we have a contract to fulfill.
Yes, we do.
Each and every one of us have a purpose.
Yes, we do.
We have to fulfill our purpose. And if you are unsure or unclear, then you need to come to the Bembe. You need to get over to 25
Victory Parkway.
On the 25th, so you can get some. because it's important.
Yeah.
And you get an opportunity to get some.
And worship and dance and singing. Oh, hear me? Come and get your praise and worship and dance and sing it on the way we do it.
Come
the
and
way
get
our ancestors do it, I say.
And praising God,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. You can bring your Islam to the bimbe.
Right.
We can lift
bring
that
it.
Up too. You can
bring
your Baptist to the Islam.
Right.
To the bimbe. You can bring whatever religion you have, and I bet you it'll be familiar because it
I
is
say.
Us. We bring this everywhere we go. We're not losing anything. You're just enhancing what you already have. Come and bring the energy that has gotten you through this far, because the Creator has you in this moment. If you're listening to this broadcast, it was intended for you to listen to this broadcast so you could know the next step to take. You know you have now entered into a different dimension. We're on this grid. We have to move forward. And as long as we're vibrating in the same place, the ancestors, the Orisha, our ancient elders will help push us forward to the next level.
Come get your praise and worship and sing and dance on the way we do it, the way our ancestors have done it, and the way they're expecting and calling us to do now. It's time to return to our first love, and that's our ancestors. So they are calling you. If you're listening, I know they're calling you. I know your ancestors are calling you. I can hear them. You know, I can feel your heart. Come out and join us. Come out and join us and see what's special. See what they have for you. See what they're trying to tell you. See what they want to show you, which way the next move, as the sister was saying, to go. You know, this is a spiritual gathering. It's called Drumming for the Orishas, a spiritual gathering. You know, yeah, it's a spiritual party to the Orishas, something totally different from what, you know, I know a lot of you have ever been accustomed to and used to, but yet it's in your memory bank. It's in your DNA memory bank. When you walk in there and see it and know it and feel it, you're going to know you have come, returned home.
Ashe. And so how does being part of the Ile help people overcome the mystery or the fear of African spirituality?
Well, because you learn about yourself.
That's it, the self-love, the love of self. Your love of self will get you there. You have to just be willing and courageous to take a look at that that's been covered for all of this time. They wrote us out of history. That should be a key element to everyone, that if we were written out of the history, what is it they were trying to conceal?
What kind of history did we have?
Yes.
You're right.
Uh-huh. They don't come and take from a people that don't have anything. If you had nothing, they would not have been there. We must recover what was ours. And first of all, we need to remember. And most of us have covered up our eyes. We have hidden in the pain. We've gotten in the muck and the mire of everyday living. When the ancestors call us, we think it's for a lottery ticket. No, that's not the only reason they call you. Or you have that dream. They're speaking to you. They're asking you to find and connect to your higher self. We notice it in our children when they're first born. Our babies can stand up in the middle of the room and the drum will push them in a song. They know to get that bounce. You watch the baby get it. And we sit there and tell babies, get it, baby, get it. And they are getting that drum. We're connecting to the universe. It's a beautiful thing. We have to live that out to the next level. We get shut off through education. We get miseducated. And then when we become adults, we have to get reeducated, reacquainted with ourselves. This is what being a part of the Ile can do for you.
I say. And wear white. If you come out, we want you all, you have to wear white. Okay, it's free admission. You know, we'll be asking for donations and things like that for the drummers, because we got skilled drummers that will be drumming, that are trained to drum for the Orisha. Sisters Ears that will be here training, you know, us for singing and dancing to the Orisha. And we wanted to show them gratitude and appreciation. So, you know, bring whatever you have and give whatever you have. That's no big deal. And Vanessa, also, with the flyers, hopefully that we'll have the flyers tonight too, sister, so I'll be able to get some to you. And you can start, you know, we can start passing them out. I will give you a call on tomorrow. I know you won't be able to make it tonight because you got the show. So I'll give you the call sometime tomorrow and get those flyers to you. But, yeah, we're really excited about this. Like the sister's saying, this is, you know, a call home. This is a call back to your ancestors. You know, it's to return back to our first love. You know, let's get ourselves together and come back together as a community and start loving, because we are the ones to show all the other nationalities of people how to live. We were the first people of civilization. And, you know, we were kings and queens. We come from a powerful culture and history all together. That's why they wrote it out. They took it out of the book because it was powerful. We're talking about kings and queens who fought battles and won battles and you know, and empires and dynasties ruled, you know. So, yeah, they wrote all that out because they would want us to think that we was nothing, you know, but they brought us to this land and made us, and, you know, and trained us to be nothing, you know. But now our ancestors are back and saying, now it's time to get up. You mighty people.
That's
as Marcus Garvey says, ooh, I say. I can feel he's part of the ancestor ram, too, that's hollering, it's time to get up. Malcolm X, Martin Luther, we can go on and on. Megan Everett, all of them are part of our ancestor ram as a collective.
Who are calling us to stand up
and come forth. You know, they died for us. They got out here and did the struggle and risked their lives for us, for this moment, for this time, as the sister was saying. So now let's do something. Let it not be in vain. You know, let's get up and do this thing. Come out and be with us on April 25th. Thank you.
Now, I know that you all do have another commitment tonight, so is 7 o'clock okay to end?
Yes, that's what we was hoping, so we can get ready and go meet Baba Femi,
Okay, so let me get these few last questions in because, you know, this, like I said, this is the first time or maybe first or second time because we have spoken about Ifa before on Sign of the Times, and we are introducing to the concept of African spirituality, which takes back to our roots. Not our history started way before our arrival here in the United States. And so you mentioned, Sister Ifilana, about wearing white to the Bembe. What is the purpose of wearing white?
Purity, cleansing, sanctification, and Orisha, that's how you honor the Orisha. That's the color that they require when you come to them.
And when you come with white, it is an assumption that you're open to receive. You are open. Because white is that color transmits. You can't have things that are blocking. So that white will allow you to connect. And that drumming and the rhythm, it is all so
powerful.
It's awesome. First of all, it's awesome and it's so powerful. But you become one with the drum. You become one with the movement. You become one with the song. This predates any religion. The walking as a way of life, as an Orisha, as an Aborisha, you are walking with nature. And our ancestors celebrated nature because nature fed them. It nourished them. The sun nourished you and made you whole. It taught them. We watch nature to understand ourselves. There are similarities between the fruits and the trees and us. This is not by accident. When we get away from the land, we are disconnecting ourselves from the person that we are supposed to be. We have to return ourselves to the land. Food don't come from Kroger. It comes from the land. And it is a blessing because every place, God will find a way. The ancestors, the Orisha, the Creator will find a way to teach us. It's just that we're not paying attention. You're not being blessed. You're not living a life where you're paying attention, where you're engaging in what's in front of you.
I say,
Sister Antoinette, I love the way you put in the description that you sent me that dance also becomes prayer in the religious context of a Bembe. So everything, the drumming is prayer to the Risha, acknowledgement to the Risha. The dance is prayer to the Risha and acknowledgement of the Risha.
When
the
you wake up in the morning, my sister, and you bat your eyes, that's a prayer. Everything do is a prayer. Everything, it had to begin with prayer. We had nothing else. It was us and the Creator and us. And from that manifested all of these worlds within worlds. The nature, the cosmosis, the numerology, the astrology, the ancient learnings and the lost learnings, all of that came from us and our relationship as we grew. We are able to quantify and multiply it based on previous knowledge. The Dogon people understood star systems that exist way before there was a telescope.
Where
did that learning come from? From understanding how to read, how to pay attention to the signs in nature. I can only just imagine what our ancestors looked like, laying in the grass and mapping these things out, trying, okay, every fifth day, this star constellation shows up, or every third day. And that information got translated and retranslated and translated again, and we were able to codify that information and be able to pass it on from generation to generation at the learning tree. Because we didn't have a whole bunch of books. We were able to pass that information along through the podcasts, through the stories. We told stories, and we have gotten away from that. I love Sister Zora Neale Hurston. She would go to the South as an anthropologist and say she would pay $50 for the best story a person could tell her, and she would write it down as an anthropologist because we're losing our stories. Those stories kept us safe. And they kept us as a part of our communities. We knew that we were connected through each other through the stories.
I say, sister, well said. And by the way, I say means so be it.
I say.
For all of those are not familiar with that, you know, we want everybody to be aware and be knowledgeable of themselves and our language and our culture. You know, each one teach one. African proverb.
That's where the spirituality comes in. That's where the prayer is. It begins with everything. Being in good being in good character. Being in good character, that's a prayer. If you walk that life and you're in alignment with everything else that's around you, you can't but do anything else but manifest blessings.
Yes.
That's right.
And when it comes with grace and ease, that's when you know you're walking that path. It comes with grace and ease. You know, this path, it's the spiritual walk, it really comes with grace and ease when you're really in tune with your walk, with your life, with your Orisha, with your Ori. You know, all those things in alignment with the universe, you know, then things are just, life is so much fun. Or even with the struggles. And then you realize they're not all struggles, they're experiences. You know, they're lessons.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we're put here to have. You know, it gives you a better understanding of your walk and why are you here. And it changes your whole perspective on life. You begin to see things different because you're doing the work on yourself. You're going within. You're doing the inner work. You have to do Ifah stresses. That is one of the first prerequisites of Ifah is do the work. Know thyself.
And knowing yourself puts you in harmony. Puts you in harmony with
everything.
When we take a moment to say, you know, that lesson or that troubled child of yours, let's say you have a child and they're troubled, that child is showing up in your life to teach everybody in its circle. What a blessing that child will show up with a difficulty in order to enrich your experience. We can't see it all as something negative.
That's what Ifah teaches us. You're right, sister. You know, it just changes your whole perspective on life and how you see things, man. It's just awesome. It really is. You have to have that experience. The Bembe is just like the beginning, a taste of it. You know, come out. You know, be curious enough to come out to want to know who am I and who are my ancestors and where did I come from and what did we do? How did we sing and dance and how did we live? And, you know, just have enough curiosity to want to know that. That's all we ask. And just let your curiosity bring you right on over there. With your white on, and have your experience.
Ashe, I've got one more question, and then for those that are listening, we're going to have a short broadcast tonight because our Baba is arriving in Cincinnati, so Ifalana and Ifadele have to end at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you have a question or a comment, please press 1 now so I can let them go on time. But the last question that I had, sisters, was at the beginning of every broadcast, I play libations, and that is Baba, you know, pouring libations.
I love it. I love it, girl.
So what's the purpose of pouring libation, and why is it important to acknowledge and call on the ancestors?
It's important to acknowledge and call on the ancestors because we're acknowledging that, worst of all, without them, we are nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Without them, that we would not even be here. We stand on their shoulders. And as a result of standing on their shoulders, I'm able to stand in this moment and draw. As I talk to you, I feel my Oguns. And I feel my ancestors, they are giving me this information to give to you all because of my own, I know nothing. I have cellular and molecular memory. That memory is feeding my thoughts. It's feeding my energy. It's making me understand what I need to transmit to you. So when you pour libation, you're not only asking for the reverence and respect of the elders that came before you, but you're asking for permission. You're asking for permission. Mm-hmm. You're having that reverence for them. You're asking for permission to move forward with this event or to move forward with the ritual or to move forward with the prayer that they join you.
That's safe. Powerful. And add to that, you know, you are ancestors. That's why we acknowledge.
Gotcha.
Because we also honor in the fact that each time an individual comes into our life, into our family, that is an ancestor. That is an answer, and that's how we live forever. That's how we continue. That's how we don't die. That's the eternal life, and we honor in life. They are the living dead, okay? That's what we refer to. They are the living dead. That's why we honor them, because they still walk amongst us, because they are us, and we are them.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we provide that sacred space for them by honoring and acknowledging them, like the sister said, then they give us the okay to go forward. And not only that, they give us the blessings, their blessings with that, so that makes it much easier. Like I said, with grace and ease, it gives us our walk. It makes it much easier. We receive those blessings with grace and ease because we seek their guidance, and we honor them in everything that we do. We feed our ancestors. You know, when we make food, yes, we do. We take a plate first before we do anything else. And we take and we put it on our ancestor altar. We acknowledge them, because if we continue to feed them, they will feed us.
I say.
Okay, that's our principle. You know, whatever we want, we go to our ancestors and we ask their permission. We ask their guidance in that, so it can come with grace and ease, with their blessing. You know, that's why we do that. You know, honoring our ancestors. We know that they are present. They are walking amongst us because they are us and we are that.
And God is not dead. God is not dead because we walk. Blood of your blood, bone of your bone, flesh of your flesh. God is not dead.
I say. Thank you so much for having us on.
Hold on 1 second. You've got one caller, and hopefully it's going to be brief. It's Brother Mandela Khan. Peace, Brother Mandela Khan. Welcome to Sign of the Times.
Welcome.
On behalf of the goddesses that's there, I'd like to give
this
blessing. Blessed are the mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, and their warring factions today, worldwide in 2015, for this day, who are the entitlers, inheritors, and the heirs to bringing in live and let live. We're at the right place at the right time in the right region for the right season. Mother Africa and Mother Goddess, under the conquering lion of Judah, has been given the executive order, and the land now belongs to the lionesses, the queen. The Black Madonna, who every woman is, and I am the Pope of Mother Africa, and each and every one of you are the Queen of England. And from this day forward, every man will know that the warrior lioness is what we fight for, to protect the pride, and that we must follow our instructions under her breast, her womb, and her bosom to recall the Ethiopian Empire. That is the dynasty. The scandal is over, and in the first 48 hours, we will have victory. One love under Jah, the mighty lion of Judah, has spoken. Much love, much respect.
I say,
thank
brother.
Thank you
for calling in. Appreciate that. Your words of encouragement, and I receive that.
Thank you.
Right. Our EI is on the planet now. This is her year. This is her time. So
I
bear witness to what you were saying. I mean, flesh and blood did not speak that. That was definitely spirit. You know, we give honor to the great mothers, no doubt. We give all praise and honor to the great mothers. She's a part of the Orisha too, you know, and we give her praise and honor first, because this is the time, the year that we live in, where we are to honor the great mothers. So, brother, thank you. Thank you very much for sharing that.
Thank you, Brother Mandela Khan. Okay, ladies, I'm gonna let y'all go. So please tell again. April the 25th is the Bembe, 6 p.m., Asili Museum and Institute. And what's the address and phone number where people can reach you?
2625 Brixie Parkway, Cincinnati, Ohio. Antoinette, give them your phone.
Okay, it's 45206, and if you want more information, you can call 226-1665. That's area code 513-226-1665. And that will be Saturday, and you show up about 6, we're going to party until we're tired.
Okay.
That's how long the prayer is going to happen.
And then the speaking event is the 26th.
Baba Femi's, Oba Femi's, his lecture will be on the 26th, which is Sunday, the next day at the facility at 4 o'clock. We're asking for a $10 donation, and the topic is the age of melanin. So please come out. That's going to be powerful. That's going to be powerful.
Okay. Okay, so there's no fee for the Zen Day on Saturday, so there's no excuse for folks not to be able to show up. And we do ask that you wear white, and if you need to borrow some white, please borrow some white or whatever you need to do. But please be there, especially if you're in Cincinnati, the greater Cincinnati area, and you have felt the need to extend yourself to find some spiritual discovery. Because they're absolutely right. The sisters are absolutely right. It does start with us making the decision to find out who we really are prior to what we've been told we are a people. So 6 p.m., April the 25th, 2015, Acelia Museum and Institute, 2625 Victory Parkway, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206 is the zip code if you would like to place it in your Google Maps, but it's really not hard to find. If you can get to Eden Park, you can get to Acelia. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody join us on the 25th.
Yes,
25th.
Come on out.
At Acelia. And thank you, sisters, for being a part of the conversation tonight. Thank you, Brother Mandela Khan, for queuing in and respecting the sisters' time. I appreciate you all. And so for those that are listening, hang out with me for a few minutes. If anybody would like to push one and come into queue, let me know. I'll hang out with you for the next hour. This is Queen Tahira. Thank you, Ifa Deli. Thank you, Ifa Lana. And please send
thank
my
you.
Love and
God
honor.
God bless you.
To
have a good evening.
Evening.
Ashe. And I'll see you soon, sister. And blessings to you, your ancestors, and Greek them. Thank you. Ashe.
Ashe. Ashe. All right,
y'all. We're going to take a quick break. We're at the top of the hour. This is Queen Tahira. You're listening to Sign of the Times. We'll be right back.
Put this on YouTube.
Yeah.
You heard this, dude.
I believe our greatest need as a people is to educate our youth. I believe that we need to move from all of the individuals and groups who are doing great things in their communities to uplift kids through better education, but we need to move from fragmentation to consolidation to coalition. They are simply products that help to create awareness.
Anytime you can put a symbol on a t-shirt that symbolizes unity, that's what we're doing.
Something for people to rally around. I use the colors of red, black, and green to reconnect African American youth with their culture. How do you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been and what you've been through as a people? At best, we are strongest together. And in that sense, I am driven and passionate about talking to as many people and groups all over this country who, again, want to help to maximize the mission, want to help to move forward our kids with better educational opportunities.
All right, we're back. This is Queen Tahira. You're listening to Sign of the Times. I want to, again, thank the sisters from the EAOIDSI. And if you would like to find out more about the Oba Femi Institute, please go to obafemi.org, and it's spelled obafemi.org, and check out the website, check out some of the classes. Everything that you would want to know is available on that website. And the commercial you heard is from our sponsor, Unity Design, Unity, UNITEE, design.com, the number 734-396-3879. Arlie Gordon is the president and executor of Unity Design. He's doing some great work in the Detroit area, originally from New York. And so also reach out to Dr. James Jones at Manhood, Race, and Culture, manhoodraceculture.com, jamesjonesohio@yahoo.com. And so the next 90 days from March 19th to June 19th are our 90 days of community. And so I'd like to read over the New Black Code because that's what we're using as our basis for asking people to unify around a common ground and a common good, and that would be the New Black Code. So the New Black Code reads as follows. 1, we do not steal from one another. 2, we do not kill one another. 3, we do not sell or offer drugs to one another. 4, we do combine our dollars and buy collectively as a group. 5, we protect our own, women and children first. 6, we educate our own at every chance we get. 7, we do not fight one another. 8, brothers protect and build up one another. 9, sisters protect and build up one another. 10, brothers protect and build up sisters. 11, sisters protect and build up brothers. And 12 reads, we look for every opportunity to start our own businesses, servicing the needs of our people first. And so we ask that, you know, you please spread the word, spread the message about the New Black Code. It is available on Facebook on the UAC, Sign of the Times, and Manhood, Race, and Cultures page, as well as the Wake Up Project, which Brother Mike X is the administrator of on Facebook. You also can reach out to us via email at signothetimes19@gmail.com, sign the letter O, 19, signothetimes19@gmail.com. Reach out to us. Let us know if you'd like a copy. We can email you a copy, and we can snail mail you a copy as well. So please let us know if you would like to have a hard copy in hand. So, you know, I had not planned on staying for the entire 2 hours tonight. And so if there are no questions or comments about what you heard about the Bembe, again, it's happening this Saturday, April 25th, 2015 at 6 p.m., Acili Museum and Institute, 2625 Victory Parkway, Cincinnati, 45206. We're asking that the community please wear white to the occasion. There will be drumming and singing and dancing, and I guarantee you will have a good time. You do not have to be a part of the ELA. You do not have to be a part of EFA to come and enjoy the experience. We want you there because you are of melanated descent, and we are trying to rebuild the village. And the only way we can do that is to start to unify around a common good, and I can't think of a better common good than to sing and drum and dance with one another. So, again, Saturday, April the 25th, Acili Museum and Institute, Victory Parkway, Cincinnati, 45206. If you would like to reach Ifalana by email, you can reach her at ifalanafayemi@gmail.com. It's ifalanafayemi@gmail.com. ifalanafayemi@gmail.com. There's also a phone number listed here, 513-276-2972, 513-276-2972. There is no charge for the Bembe, howsoever. The next day on the 26th at 4 o'clock at the same location, Acili Museum and Institute, Baba Obafemi will be presenting a lecture on melanin, and I'm sure it's going to be engaging because it goes into metaphysics and the importance of acknowledging what makes us different and how it all works in the pineal gland and all that kind of good stuff. You will learn something, and, you know, I always advise that you keep a pen and paper handy, but you definitely want to take one to this event. And it is $10 for that love offering for the event on the 26th, but the event on the 25th is absolutely free. So with that being said, I think we're going to go ahead and call it a night tonight for Sign of the Times. We appreciate you. We love you. We thank you. And we're looking forward to having another engaging session with the Brothers of the Sun on tomorrow, on Friday night. They are talking about the importance of educational literacy, and I'm sure the conversation is going to be lively. And so, you know, if you have something that you would like to contribute to the conversation, please don't hesitate to give us a call. The number to dial in is 917-889-8059 tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I love y'all. I see you tomorrow. This is Queen Tahira signing off.
Everlasting love, all you want is a mystery.